Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, my fellow brothers and sisters. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Welcome back to I Grow in Prayer. And I know, guys, forgive me, I was not here last Friday. I'm a bit late this Friday. The podcast has not ended. It's just a lot of things been happening, and I've been trying to just I'm waiting on the Lord for everything to like take place. So I didn't want to give up. Like, there are many times where I'm like, oh, I'm late. I didn't, you know, give an episode last Friday. Should I continue this? God, do you want me to continue this? And then I just remember the last word that God gave me, and he wanted me to share with you guys through this podcast, which was being committed. And when every time I think about quitting, I think about that word, being committed. And I'm sorry, I just opened up and I had to share that little testimony with you guys, because I don't know who is listening, but maybe you are on the verge of quitting something. Maybe you feel like something is not working out to the plan that you hoped it, or the way that you wanted it to go. And you feel like, should I just get rid of this thing? Should I throw this thing in the garbage? Should I just like not even do this thing? It could even be an idea. Maybe should I abandon this? Maybe should I abort this? But I am here to tell you, as like a testimony of the Lord showing me, be committed. This word is for you. Be committed. And this time, don't take it into your own hands, but let the Lord do something with it. Give it to God. Let God create from it, and let him use you as he create, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just wanted to share that, but I am back. These episodes will be on premiering every Friday around 3 p.m. From next Friday I will be on key, and I'm getting this thing together, because it doesn't matter who I'm ministering to, whether it's one, two, or three people, even myself, even to the Lord, I'm doing this with commitment, with love, and I'm gonna run the race, all right? Glory be to God, guys. So if anyone was thinking, what's going on with the podcast? Is she still doing it? Is it over? This, that, and the third. It is not over. We're only just getting started. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. So I want to pray us in, and I want to read scripture, and I want to read this over us. I'm feeling a bit of worship in my spirit, so I wanna pray us in. I wanna lavish the Lord with praise, and I wanna get into this word of the day, this daily word of the day, and I just wanna pray it over us in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, welcome to I Grow in Prayer, and if you are new, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe to my channel on YouTube, which is I Grow in Christ. And if you want to connect with me on Instagram, you can also find me at @I_GrowInChrist, as well as @I_GrowInPrayer. And just support me out by just sharing, commenting, and just watching, you know, tuning in and listening, and you know, just really interceding with me, because we're interceding together. So definitely, yeah. Alrighty, I'm excited, guys. I'm full of energy. I'm happy, and I'm just thankful for the Lord and for you guys that are here listening and tuning in. Okay, let us get in. Father God, we just worship you. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us breath, Lord, that you have given us life, God, that you have given us another day to glorify your name, to repent, to change, to know you more, to chase after you, God. God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your revelation, God. And thank you, Lord, most of all, for your spirit, God. Because it is your spirit that lives inside of us, that allows us to bear witness of the goodness of the love, of the gentleness, of the all the things that you are, God. We would not be able to bear it and understand it and perceive it the way that we do if it wasn't because of your Spirit living inside of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all of you that you have given us, that you have not put a limit to yourself to us, but you have made yourself available. You have made you an access. We are able to access you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, you reign. God, you reign. Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns. God, you reign. Lord, you reign. You reign. Jesus, hallelujah, we praise. King, you reign. King, you reign. Jesus, you reign. You reign. Oh, what a king we serve that reigns. You reign. You reign. You reign. Hallelujah, we praise you, Jesus. God, you reign. Jesus, you reign. What a king that reigns. You reign, Jesus. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign forever. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign forever. Jesus, you reign forever. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. Rebebebe shadarara shadarabarara basheredere. Thank you, Jesus, for reigning. Thank you, Jesus, for being our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our God of God, our Holy One. You reign forever and forever you shall reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. Thank you for reigning, Lord. Thank you for reigning. Thank you for being our King. Thank you for being our Shepherd. Thank you for being our Master that reigns. That reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, I'm not a singer, guys, but I just love worshiping for the Lord. Despite how I sound, despite what note or anything I can hit, I don't really, like, that's not my goal. I try, but it's not, like, my intentions. I just want to give the Lord His glory and His praise, whether I sound good or not, whether I sound good or bad. I just want to praise Him. And if you feel it in your spirit to sing along and praise the Lord, or you feel like a song is coming out of you at this moment, it's time, go and just let the Lord minister to you by singing throughout you, through you. in the mighty name of Jesus, and just let him like lavish you as you lavish him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this moment. Thank you, God, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the brother or sister that is tuning in, that is listening to this podcast, this episode right now. God, you are to be glorified in everything we do. We make this about you, God, and not about ourselves, God. But God, we want you to be glorified. We ask, Lord, that we decrease so that your spirit in us may increase, that you will get all the glory and all the praise through us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, guys, I want to read, and I'm reading to God as well, because, you know, I like ministering to the Lord. I want to read 1 Corinthians 1:10, and it says, "I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That we be perfectly united in mind and thought. And when I was just reading this, what we're doing here every Friday when we like get on this podcast and we intercede together, whether I know you, whether you know me, whether we've seen each other, or whether we talked before, we are coming in unity. And we want to have one mind, one thought, not divided, praying about the same thing, interceding about the same thing. And when we come together, we are even stronger. And I believe this scripture is highlighting unity. And I just want to pray for unity right now in our lives, in our friends, in our brother's life, in our family life, in this whole entire world, because right now, like, division and chaos is just out here loose and about. But those that are in Christ, we walk in unity, we walk in togetherness with the Lord. For it says in his word that he is in you and we are in him. He is in the Father, and Jesus is in the Father, and Jesus is in us. This is this unity that we have of just being in each other, and the Holy Spirit living inside of us. It's just this strong unity that God wants, and that's just known in the kingdom of God. And those that are in the kingdom, best believe, like, as citizens of like God's kingdom, like, we have to walk in unity. We have to walk with one mind, one thought, not dividing and breaking down and just slandering and pulling people down. That's not what we do, but we walk in unity and we help each other grow in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just want to pray that in the mighty name. Lord, I want to pray your word, Lord. Your word says, appeal to you. Your word, actually, I want to skip a bit. Your word says, one another in what you say. Oh, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and there be no division among you. Lord, I just want to pray that there is no division among us, Father God. That we will have a heart, Father God, to worship you, to praise you, to honor you in unity, God. Even when there's certain things we don't agree with, Father God. Because we're all not the same. We're all unique and different in our own ways, how you have created us to be, Father God. And we all have our own opinions and our own thoughts and feelings, Father God. But Lord, let these thoughts and these feelings not cause strife or division between your people, God. Let it not cause animosity between your people, God. Let it not cause hate amongst your people, God. Let it not cause resentment among your people, God. Let us agree and to disagree in unity, Father God, in love, Father God. as one accord, as a brother, as a sister, as children of yours, that we will not hate one another, that we will not bully one another, that we will not pull down one another, Father God. But Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will have a servant's heart, a heart full of love, that we will grow together, that we will unify and be one in your kingdom, being a body that is functioning, working and moving in accord as you have wanted it to be, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you shall be glorified. And even in our unity, we will give you praise, God, because without you, Jesus, there is no unity. Without you, Jesus, there is no one accord. Without you, Jesus, there is no oneness. Father God, you are the God of unity. You are the God of being oneness, Father God. And we just ask, Lord, as it is in you, let it trickle down onto us, Father God. Let it fall on us that we will follow you the way that you are leading, Lord Jesus. Lord, you lead in unity. So, Lord, Father God, I pray that we will lead in unity, just as you have done, Father God. Just as you are our example, Jesus, let us follow you the way you have showed us to follow you. Let us do what you are asking us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you are gracious and kind. You said that ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Because you say these things, God, we come to you in unity. We come to you in gathering. And we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that there be a unity in our spirit. That there be a unity inside of us. That we will begin to work in one accord. We will begin to work with one another, that we will do what we have to do just to get the job done, just to get the assignments done, just to get the requests and the things that you are asking us done. And you want us to do it as a family. You want us to do it as a unit. So Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that any person that is listening, any person that hears this, that any spirit that is causing division in their life, Father God, that spirit will be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus, and that you will give them a spirit of unity, that you will remove that spirit of division, that you will begin to move that spirit of cloud, and you will give them clarity, and you will give them unity, and they will walk in accord with your spirit and with the people you have sent in their life to help them on the destination that you have for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are glorified. You shall be glorified. You shall be worshipped. Adonai, we adore you, God. Hallelujah. The power of unity, the power of working together and getting the job done. You see, the enemy will like to divide us and try to conquer us individually by just keeping us isolated. Oh, but when we come together as a unit, we become more powerful. We become more stronger, beginning to stomp on the head of the enemy, stomping on scorpions and cobras. Oh, Father God, help us to walk. Help us to do life with each other, fellowship and unity, and not to think that we are alone. But God, you are with us, and you are for us. And who can be against us? Who can be against me? If the Lord is for me, who can be against you? If God is for you, if God is for you, everything will work for your good. He will make everything work for your good. He will make everything come into plan according to his will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you're amazing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are so good. Hallelujah. I praise you, God. I worship you. I worship you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of a praise. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to be glorified. Thank you, Lord, because without you, God, I wouldn't even be here. Without you, Jesus, I wouldn't even have this podcast. I wouldn't even be doing these episodes. My life wouldn't even be the way that it is. But because, Lord, you partner up with me, that you chose me, and you build relationship with me. We did it together as a unit, as unity. Oh, thank you, God. God, I pray for the person that's listening, that they will begin to partner up with you, Jesus, and that they will begin to have a unified relationship with you, Jesus, and that they will begin to be one with you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray that the person that's listening, that there'll be a new fired in their bone, coming out their belly, that there will be something new stirring inside of them to want to go deeper, to want to go deeper into your presence, God, to want to get to know you more, to want to get to spend time with you, to want to be lavished in you, to want to be marinated, dumped, just deeply, deeply, deeply dwelling within you, Jesus. I pray that the person that is listening, a shift begins to happen in their relationship and their walk with you. I'm calling out all those that are lukewarm. I'm calling out all those that are not, that they're 1 foot in and 1 foot out. I'm calling, Jesus, that they will become fully hot and fired up for the things of God, for the love of God, wanting to chase after you, wanting to seek you all the days of their life, not wanting to turn back, but wanting to go forward and beyond in the things that you are calling them to, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray that for myself, God. I pray that I will have a fire to want to keep going after you, that our fire will not be dimmed out, but we will continue to run and chase and crawl and do whatever it takes to seek you, to find you, to look for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In every situation of our life, Lord, help us to always want to look for you in it. Help us to always want to find you in every area of our situation and our life, and what we're doing and what we're thinking and how we're feeling, whatever it may be, Lord, let us find you in it. Because sometimes the situation and the circumstances will drown us and we won't even see you. But Lord, I pray that we will not be drowned in our situations, but that we will find you throughout every situation and every circumstance, the things that happen to us in our trial, in our tribulations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that the person that is hearing this, if they may be going through a trial or a tribulation, whatever it is that they're dealing with in this season, God, I pray, Father God, that through the highs and the lows, they will still find you. That through no matter what they're going through, they will still serve you. That they will still be committed to you, to want to have a relationship with you, despite how they feel, despite their circumstances, despite their situation, God. I pray that they will have a fire to love you in and out of seasons, no matter how it looks to them, no matter how they feel, no matter what they think, no matter what the people say, that they will still have a fire to chase after you, a fire to love you, a fire to desire you, to go after you, to go after your feet, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are so worthy. You are so worthy. Amen. Amen. In no other name but in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We came back with the fire, guys. We came back with the fire. But I give God all the glory and the praise. And I believe, like, when you are committed, God will always show you something that you have or thought or haven't seen through your commitment. Like, through your commitment, things are being formed and played out. But if you're not committed, you're cutting the road short. You're cutting the vision short. You're cutting the plan short. But if you just stay committed, oh, the vision will play out. The vision will unroll and unravel before you, but it only will if you stay committed in the walk, in the journey, in the assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stay committed. Hallelujah. In unity with the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's so crazy, this word. We're already like 25 minutes in, and I want to share this word. Not even this word, I want to share this testimony. And it's so lovely. I didn't even know when I was gonna share it. I really didn't know. Am I gonna make a video about this? I probably will, but I want to share it. You guys are gonna hear it first. Those that tune in the podcast gets to hear the stories first, because like this podcast is about me telling testimonies, praying, and just like whatever word the Lord wants to release. This is what it's about. This is where we just sit down and we just get in the presence of God. This is what prayer is about. Growing in His presence. The more you pray, the more you dwell and grow in God's presence. Okay, so I want to share this. I'm not trying to make this video too long, but so I think it was last week I went to Chicago. This is why I actually didn't make it to doing the last episode for the Friday for the podcast. Lord help me with my words, Jesus. But I didn't get to do last episode last Friday because I was in Chicago. Now, Chicago, there was an event. It's called the Breakers event. My church throws this event, I think, like at least once a year. And in this event, it's like for the Breakers. And I don't know if anyone is like, wait, what is the Breakers? I'm a part of U1 Church. If you want to find more about it, you can find it on Instagram, and you can actually look it. My pastor is Mike Signorelli. You can look him up and you can learn more about like the events and the things he has going on. But those that are in the church, we are known as breakers, and the breakers are the ones that begins to break off the things that our past generations didn't break off. It stops with us. Like all the generational curses and the things and the spirits that are lingering in our bloodline, like all these things, even the mindsets and the renewing of the mind, like we are the ones, like we're gonna break it. This is what's gonna happen. And you know, we are a community where, you know, it's like we're gonna break these things off. Okay, like we are gonna be the ones. The Lord is gonna use us. And that was what the whole conference, well, event was about. And I went in. My pastor, you know, he was ministering in Chicago and in an Now Arena stadium, and about like 10,000 people showed up to this conference, and it was an amazing conference. It was an amazing event. I was amazed, and I honestly didn't even know how I was gonna get there, how I was gonna go. But all I knew is I prayed and I said, Lord, please. And the Lord made a way, and I just thank Him, and I thank all the people that He used to help me get there. I pray that more blessing is being restored unto them in the mighty name of Jesus because of what they've done and how they allowed the Lord to use them to allow me to get there. And so, you know, we got there, and the thing is, like, towards the end of the event, this is the where the testimony starts. So towards the end of the event, I'm getting ready to go back on my plane and my flight. So I have my suitcase, my carry-on. And okay, one of my fears, guys, is the fact that, and this has happened once, but one of my fear is, you know, getting on that plane, have my carry-on, and there is no more space in the cabins, and they're gonna have to like put it, you know, check me in. But recently, like, I figured out, like, if that ever happened, I wouldn't have to pay. I thought that I would have to pay, and I'm like, I'm on a strict budget. Like, paying for my luggage to be checked in is not a part of that budget. Like, sis don't have it to do be checking in a bag right now. Like, I have everything strictly for that day. So it was just like, Lord, please help me. Please don't let this happen, because what am I gonna do? There was so much things I was worried about, but the Lord just like handled it. And I just thank him for that, like for trying to like show me, like, just trust me, daughter. So one of my fears was like being on that plane and not having no space. So I'm going down the line and I'm going. And I'm looking around, I'm like, there is no space. So I see one little space in the cabin, and I go and I push my bag up, and it did not fit. I thought it would have fit, but it just did not fit. I'm like, that's not fitting there. So I just kept on going further down. So as I kept going, I still didn't find anything. And I'm looking all over, and I'm like, Lord, what am I gonna do? And I turned behind the person behind me, and I looked at him and I said, I'm so sorry. I just don't know where I'm gonna put this. Like, I don't even know where it's gonna fit. And he looked at me, he's like, it's okay. You want me to help you? And I'm like, yes, please. And literally the cabin right next to him had a space. And he's like, here, can I help you? And I was like, yes. And he took my bag. And at first he put it in, but it wasn't fitting. Then he moved the other person's bag into a certain angle. And then he put my bag in, and then he pushed it in, and he closed it in, and it fit. And I was just like, thank you so much. Like, it just brought so much relief to my spirit that he helped me like that. And as I went further along, I was trying to look for my seat, and I was finding it so hard because I think that was my first time being in a plane that was so big, because it had like the middle rows. Only like the planes I normally go on normally have like two rows, which is on the left and on the right, and then the middle areas for like the flight attendants to walk back and forth. But on this one, it had a row in the middle. Like, it had seats in the middle, had seats on the right, and seats on the left. And I'm just like, where is my seat? And he's like, here, let me help you find your seat. And he ended up helping me. And I ended up sitting. And I just, like, the honor and respect I had for that man because of the way he helped me. Like, my heart literally grew love for this man. I don't even know this man. I don't know who he is. All I knew is that he was a part of the conference because I saw the book in his hand, and those that went to the conference got free books from our pastor. So when I saw the book in his hand, I'm like, oh, he's like a V1 member, or like he's just, you know, because there were different speakers and he could have been a part of another pastor or another church. So I'm like, but all I know is that he's a man of God because he just came from this conference. I don't know, but he just showed the fruit of the spirit by helping me the way that he did. And like, my heart just grew so much respect and so much love for this man. And all I knew was like, my goodness, he really sat here and helped me. He doesn't know me. Like, he really sat here and helped me. And I don't know like what broke off of me, but like, I just felt this overwhelming love and just peace over my heart. And like, I felt like the love of God, like God worked through that man to help me, because God knew what I was feeling. God knew the anxiousness, God knew the doubt, and he just like did it through that person. And then the Lord began to minister to me, and he said, daughter, like, you see how that you were in front of that man, right? And I'm like, yeah, father. He's like, you see how you were in front of that man? That man was not able to go onto his seat or to move until you moved, until you was seated, until you was taken care of. And he began to show me, like, this is what it means to have unity. This is what it means to have help and fellowship. Sometimes God will send people in your life to help you, because the moment they help you is the moment that the Lord will begin to help them. The moment that the Lord will begin to reveal and break some things off of them. Sometimes another person's breakthrough happens through your breakthrough, happens through them helping you. That's how they get their breakthrough. That man wasn't able to go forth on until I had took my seat, until I had got situated. He wasn't able to move and to go because I was in front of him. And the moment he helped me is the moment he was able to make it to his seat. And the Lord just began to minister and show me, this is fellowship. This is love. This is what it means to be a part of a church. This is what it means to have people helping you go up, because when they help you go up, they will go up too. When you help them go up, you will go up too. And this is what it means to have unity. And I was like, wow. And I'm the type of person where I don't always like asking for help. And I think that's what broke off of me, the fact that I turned around and I asked for help. I made my problem known. I said, hey, I don't know where to go. Instead of just looking around and like standing there awkwardly and just not saying anything at all, I voiced how I what I was dealing with, what I was going through. I voiced it. And because I voiced it, God sent out the people that he knew would hear and listen and obey and help. Thank you, Jesus. And that man helped me. And I don't know where that man is to this day, but I bless him in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless him. And I just thank God for true people that has a love and a heart to serve and to help. Because that broke something off of me that day. And it was so small, but yet so big. And some of you might be like, well, all he did was just help you put your bag up in the cabin, sis. It's not that big of a deal. But like, you don't know my walk. You don't know my story to where like, it's a struggle to ask people, can you help me with this and that, without feeling like a burden sometimes. But at that very moment, I didn't feel like a burden. I just said, hey, I need help. And he helped. And I didn't feel nothing about it. Instead, I felt peace about it. And that's why it's so big. It was so big to me, like even in the smallest things. And I wanted to share that testimony because it's like, a lot of us don't want to ask for help. A lot of us don't want to pray or even ask for prayer. Because one, there's pride, and two, there's shame, and three, it's like you don't want no one to know what's going on, because you don't want to have to share, you know, your low comings. And it's okay, because when your low comings, it's where you start to grow and get up higher. Like, how do you become, like, how do you grow and get up there if you don't start from the bottom, you know? So it's not something to be ashamed about, but it's something that you don't want to stay in though. And the Lord is showing me, like, you need to speak up. You need to go out and speak and say and articulate and just let your voice be heard. When there's a problem, there's a problem. Let it be known, and don't be bullied. And don't be cut off, and don't be like just pushed aside. Your voice matters. You matter. And believe it or not, sometimes you speaking delivers someone else. You speaking is breakthrough for someone else. I couldn't go on until I told him my situation and my problem. He helped me. And because he helped me, he was able to go on to his placement, his seat, where he had to go. And I'm saying this spiritually. I'm saying this in the spirit. Like, all those that have ears, hear what I'm saying. Okay? And this is like 38 minutes, but that was my testimony. I wanted to share that with you. And I just wanted to encourage you guys, don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid to voice your opinion and what you're dealing with, how you're feeling. Get connected and have fellowship, and let the Lord lead you to the right people and the right gathering so that you can have that space, you can have that breakthrough, and you can have that growth, and you can have that unity and fellowship that he is calling you in this season of your life. Okay? God bless you, and I love you guys. Stay tuned for further episodes every Friday around 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch these episodes on Rez.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as my YouTube, I Grow in Christ. So stay tuned. I love you guys, and take care.